This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Philip, and Xiaoning. In the meantime, we are turning our attention to the state of play in politics because we've had some developments last week. Over the weekend, Bersatu President Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin said that the party is ready to face UMNO in the next general election. This comes after UMNO President Datuk Sri Ahmad Zaid Hamidi said UMNO will not compromise on any seats they've won in GE14.
Well, this was seen as a response to Muhyiddin's earlier remarks on Friday that the Perikata National Coalition has begun seat negotiations for GE15, but without UMNO or BN. So will the tensions between the two flare up even more leading up to GE15? Who will come out on top, and does the opposition stand a chance?
So for more on this, for more insights into this drama, we have political commentator Dr. Bridget Walsh, Honorary Research Associate at Malaysia's Asia Research Institute, University of Nottingham. Good morning, Bridget. Always good to have you. So it seems Bersatu and UMNO are ready to fight it out in GE15. What's your sense of who will be the winner here, and what kind of factors play into who comes out on top?
I think what we see here is a battle of much weaker parties that are going into a contest, which is going to be a very different terrain. So I think it's very difficult to pick winners and losers at this early stage. It's months before an election, maybe at least until the middle of next year. But I think there are important things to look at. First of all, we have to look at the fact that it's not just a Bersatu UMNO contest. It's a Bersatu PAS versus UMNO contest. And I think these are really be an important in some of the key states and areas. The other thing to recognize is to look at, because it's these three-party context, is the issue of grassroots. PAS brings grassroots to the table for Bersatu, which it doesn't have, and UMNO has a very strong political base and grassroots. Also, I think we're going to see challenges over resources from the perspective of the government. Bersatu is going to use its government revenues and access, and UMNO, of course, will rely on that as well, but also its party funds. So these traditional factors are at play. UMNO continues to have the advantage in terms of seats. But of course, the difference now in this next election is UMNO is very divided and has very poor leadership. And as a consequence, I think this is going to be a factor that is going to hurt it in terms of its seats between 50 to 70 seats traditional base. It's going to be cut quite significantly. And we also see a situation where we have new terrain. We have a lot of people coming in under Undi 18 and younger people automated registration. Right? We also see a situation of new narratives and new forms of politics. And we can see those discussions coming from your early discussion just now.
But Bridget, how does this affect the day-to-day running of the government? Because UMNO is sitting at the same table with its opponent Bersatu when it comes to cabinet meetings and making critical decisions.
Well, I think on one level, it's just political noise, right? These people work together. They know that this is politics. They put it aside. I think we have to recognize that there's some of that. On the other, that I think it's pretty clear that the divisions are sharp and they're deep and they're complex, right? It's not just about the competition between UMNO and Bersatu. There's also competition between PAS and UMNO in places like Terengganu. There's also issues of internal UMNO battles of leadership. All of which I think become distractions and really prevent a kind of cohesive response to COVID-19. And I think there has also been, I think, in this current government under Ismail Sabri, what I call policies that have been focused on the extremes, and that they're preparing for an election. So there's been a move towards race and religious politics, especially kind of the pattern of the past of UMNO. And Bersatu is trying to position itself in that context. PAS is appealing using issues of Sharia law, and UMNO was also using issues that was discussed last night about Bumiputra and others. And so we can see a sense of moving to these kind of trying to build their base back. A lot of policies focusing on Malays. And I think that, one of the big issues will be where their different component parties in the coalition that is governing now go, not just MIC and MCA, but also parties in Sabah and others. leaders. Will they go with an UMNO and a BN configuration, or will they stick with a kind of Borsato configuration? And I think these are things that will be part of the divisions as things move forward.
So, Bridget, I mean, you made a very interesting point that both now Borsato PAS and UMNO have pretty decent grassroots. So it's a strategy to win the election basically to placate your base and to get your base to turn out. And so do you expect the tone of the election to be very insular, internal, and, you know, kind of very local and, you know, in its view rather than broad-based in its approach?
I think none of the parties across the spectrum, and I think this is true for Pakatan Harapan as well as the different actors in the current government, have a kind of clear narrative, and they haven't positioned themselves vis-a-vis each other. And I think they also have weak leadership and internal divisions. So I think as a consequence, it will be about trying to consolidate their base. And you're going to have very interesting contests. I mean, you just asked, for example, Mustafa Mohamed, was he going to contest again? Well, the question is he going to contest under Borsato, or is he going to go back to UMNO? And what does that mean for him in that particular seat? And will there be some sort of deal that is struck with PAS in order to not contest against him? And I think all of these things are going to continue to evolve. I expect PAS in particular will try to consolidate its base and position itself to try to have as least a confrontational relationship with both UMNO and Borsato. But I think the intense relationship between Borsato and UMNO will be very strong. But I think this will mean it will be a lot of local and state deals.
One more question we'll squeeze in, Bridget. And this is regarding, I guess, what will happen to Borsato and UMNO in terms of membership. We did see former Putrajaya Borsato Chief Datuk Sri Erwan Muhammad Tahir. He's rejoined UMNO. I mean, do you expect to see more Borsato members jumping back to the mothership or even the other way around?
I think that Borsato is facing a lot of problems. Muhyiddin, its president Muhyiddin is no longer prime minister. The contenders for the party leadership, Hamza, Azman, and others, are really split the party. There is issues of being able to get the resources to all the different candidates. And I think as a result, you know, when we look at the three groups within Borsato, the original kind of members, the UMNO defectors that joined them, and the BP PKR defectors, I think some of those UMNO defectors will be looking back to UMNO for a more secure position because they think that will probably grant them access to their seats and probably strengthen their position electorally because UMNO has the strong partisan political base.
Bridget, thanks as always for your comments. That was political commentator Dr. Bridget Walsh, Honorary Research Associate at the Asia Research Institute, University of Nottingham, Malaysia, giving us the lay of the land in terms of politics, the tussle between UMNO and Borsato, and what to expect as we head towards GE15. Still some way to go, but already the machinations are moving.
Interestingly, she started by saying UMNO was weakened, and she ended by saying Borsato was weakened.
So who wins?
I'm wondering who wins.
Yeah, from this three, maybe it might be even a three-party fight for a seat,
I
right?
I expect that.
Within what was originally the Banner Brothers, which is appearing to be breaking up. But she did highlight, I should have asked Tok Pah this very critical question. Who is he going to which party is he going to run for?
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.